Yesterday, when I was trawling the various news sites, I came across the Times of Israel, and an article informed me that Ethiopian Jewish Israelis are celebrating the second day of Sigd. That was yesterday, and it suddenly dawned on me that I have absolutely no idea what Sigd is. So explain that to us this afternoon is Batya Shmueli, an Israeli of Ethiopian Jewish heritage, now living in Israel, has lived in South Africa for some time, if I'm not mistaken. Batya, shalom. It's great to have you with us on Chai FM.
Shalom, Chag Sameach. How are you?
I am very, very, very well. I've got a big smile on my face. Thank you. Looking forward to this discussion. Batya, what is Sigd? What is the Ethiopian Jewish community celebrating?
Okay, as Chag Sigd, originally it's from the time when we lived in Ethiopia, 2,500 years. So since Yom Kippur, you were counting 50 days, 50 days. And okay. Then in the 15 days, it's Chag Sigd. We go to the mountain. It's like Har Sinai. And okay. And in this day, we fasting half day. And we pray to Hashem. First of all, we say thank you that we are here. But we pray that please God bring us back home to Jerusalem. And the rabbis read from the Torah, the Oraita, and they remind people who we are and who's the Jewish people, why we are here, and what we need to do to return to our home, to Jerusalem. And so in Ethiopia, usually it's in a village in North Ethiopia, in Ambover. So all mm-hmm. the Jewish community from the areas coming for 1 week, and then in the day of the Chag Sigd today, they go out down the mountain. And also they teach us, it's not enough to ask, forgive us or forgive me from each other. Slicha u'mechila, kapara. They said they need time until really the heart is really cleaning. So and in this day, they go to the mountain with the stone, and they go to the person, if they have some issue, they said, if you forgive me, please take out the stone. And after this, we finish the prayer, we said to the B'Shana Ba in Yerushalayim, and next it's amazing, after 2,500 years, in 1980, the Jewish Ethiopian community back home. And now today in Israel, I just back from Jerusalem right now. All the Jewish community around Israel, we go to the Armona Netziv in Jerusalem. And in this time, we come to say thank you. We fasting half day. We ask again from God for Slicha u'mechila. And the main praying, it's about to say thanks to the Hashem, and also for the Geula Shlema, like to see our temple, yeah. It's there, and keep the Jewish people around the world and in Israel. We pray in this day about our soldiers, about the families who lost, and they teach us all the time to be Jewish. And it's coming with price. To be Jewish, it's shlichut, it's mission for life. And each person, we have to ask every time, what is our shlichut in this world? What is the shlichut that Hashem give us here in Israel? And this is why one of the things in the time of the COVID, me with my family, we come to South Africa. It's from the same things that the Jewish community, Ethiopian Jewish community, teach us again and again, that we need to take care of each other, the Arvut Hadadit, and to be Jewish, it's a huge gift, but it's come also with a lot of responsibility. We wish to the Jewish community in South Africa all the best. And please see the, we said in Hebrew, see your fruit, see your the nachatz for your next generation. And always you're welcome to come to visit us. And maybe next year you will come to celebration with the Ethiopian Jewish community in Jerusalem.
There was going to be a final question for you. So us Ashkenazi South African Jews, can we relate to or be involved in or identify with Sigd in any way, or is it purely Ethiopian Jewish?
Again, your question, if you can do what?
I was wondering about Israelis who are not Ethiopian and living in Israel. Do they join you for the celebrations, or is it purely for Ethiopian Jews?
No, no. Today, actually, this holiday, the Hag Sigd, originally, it's from the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, after the first time, temple fell down. So the Jewish community, the Jewish people come from different countries, and they come with cultures. It's not belong to the Jewish people. So Ezra and Nehemiah take them to the mountain, and they read from the Bible the Aseret HaDibrot and Chule. So for us, the way that we see, this traditional, we bring back to the Jewish people. And today, you see a lot of Jewish people, not from only from Ethiopia, soldiers, all the different community, religions, not religions, come and to feel part of, and also in Israel, it's today, Hag Sigd has become part of the holiday, like everywhere, so in this day. Not in this few days, not this year, sorry. And every school, every university, every organization today in Israel
celebrating the Chag Sigd.
We're
going to leave it there. I've run out of time, but thank you so much for explaining all that to me. Chag Sameach. Chag Sigd Sameach.